The NSABP is doing a major, I guess the major neoadjuvant trial right now in rectal cancer, the R04 study. Can you talk about what they're looking at?
Yeah, R04 is a very important trial because it looks at two modifications of the chemotherapy component of the treatment. First of all, as you rightfully said, continuous infusion 5-FU is the standard of care right now in conjunction with chemotherapy. Now, we have an oral agent that at least in theory can mimic the daily administration of chemotherapy in conjunction with chemotherapy. This is capecitabine. So one of the comparisons in this trial, in the R04 trial, is to compare continuous infusion 5-FU with the use of capecitabine. More convenient, you don't need a line, it should be easier for patients. So this is more or less kind of trying to see that it can replace continuous infusion 5-FU. It wouldn't probably not make it better as much as it could be a replacement for continuous infusion 5-FU.
I guess there's been a fair amount of controversy about, you know, looking at that question, because there are a lot of people now who just use capecitabine off protocol.
That's why I'm happy that the trial actually has another randomization, which makes the trial more forward-thinking and more interesting for investigators to accrue patients, which is the addition of oxaliplatin to either continuous infusion 5-FU or capecitabine. So in fact, patients will be randomized to either capecitabine or 5-FU and to oxaliplatin or no oxaliplatin. So the addition of oxaliplatin, which we know as a platinum drug is a radiosensitizer, can actually hopefully increase local control rates in conjunction with radiation. In addition, I think this is important, the neoadjuvant setting also means when we optimize chemotherapy, we have an early effect on potentially systemic micrometastasis. So if we optimize chemotherapy, the systemically active chemotherapy component in the neoadjuvant setting, we have a very early effect on the potential reason why patients might relapse and die, meaning systemic metastasis.
How much additional morbidity do you think is going to be added by bringing oxaliplatin in there in the neoadjuvant setting?
I mean, so far we have results of phase 2 data, and we see a higher rate of diarrhea, for instance, nausea and vomiting because it's a platinum drug. I would be more concerned about the long-term side effects in conjunction with the neurotoxicity of oxaliplatin, because we are going to irradiate the pelvic plexus. And, you know, this is an area where we are not very good at right now, because we need probably long-term data on sexual function, nerval function, pelvic function strictures, bladder problems.
Any signals at all right now about any of that?
Not right now. But again, these signals can occur years after we've treated these patients.
What about therapy after the surgery, you know, adjuvant therapy? They've had chemotherapy before surgery with the radiation. What about chemo after?
So the default right now is, yes, we need adjuvant chemotherapy after the radiation. And the R04 trial actually is kind of linked to another trial, an ECOG trial, the E5204 trial, which has a standard arm, which is FOLFOX, adopting the standard of care from colon cancer in the rectal cancer setting, plus or minus bevacizumab.
Again, same thing we were talking about before.
Again, trying to utilize a very interesting biologic agent in the adjuvant setting. I think this is a very interesting trial because whatever we've seen that we translated data that we generated in colon cancer into rectal cancer, and it should make sense because we use the same treatments in the advanced setting.